One Focus Radio.
Welcome to the show, it's Dyer's Daily. Keeping in the know, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got chat, we've got discussion, nice and slow. Ain't no rushing, reading emails and events. Sometimes he makes no sense. It's time to start the show, it's Dyer's Daily. He'll be there in a mo, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got plays, we've got interviews, even stuff that's in the news, local and otherwise. Come and try it on for size, it's Dyer's Daily.
Hello and welcome to the Dyer's Daily podcast for Tuesday the 11th of December 2018. Today I'm going to give you a little bit of a dilemma, something of a question that I'm going to pose to you. Find out what that is in just a moment. But first, let me, Jamie Dyer, introduce you to some other podcasts that are out there. And once you finish with this one, go and listen to them. Go on. You might like it, you know. Anyway, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's push the button. Take it away.
Have you ever been reading through a stack of comics and thought, maybe I should see what this Arkham Asylum game is all about? Or been playing Marvel vs. Capcom and felt like you were at a real disadvantage since you didn't know who half the characters were? Well, Play Comics is the show for you. I'm Chris, and each episode we take a look at video games based on comic properties and how well they stick to that source material. So whether you know the comics and want to know how all these games work, or you know the games and want to find out where all this craziness came from, go check out Play Comics at playcomics.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
So yeah, so it'll be like, I'll be like, hey, and then you guys will be like, hey. Like, and I'll be like, we are the drug detectives.
Mm-hmm. Meat and all right. Potatoes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
We are the Drunk Detectives. We are a true crime comedy podcast.
So we're funny.
Sometimes.
So we pair handcrafted signature cocktails with cold, bloody, unsolved murder. We release a new episode every Sunday. And you can find us on the Apple Podcast app, on Google Play Music, Stitcher Radio, and Radio Public. Or you can follow us at www.thedrunkdetectives.com.
Bye! Bye.
Dyer's Daily.
Today is going to be something of a pointless podcast. So if anyone out there is thinking, hey, I want to hear some really intellectual talk about something really intellectual, then unfortunately you are going to be disappointed. Simply because I have something of a pet hate, and I sometimes like to look up sort of cheap stuff on eBay. Everybody does at some time. They think, I've got this thing I'm interested in, I am going to look it up and see what I can find, and, you know, see a bargain. You won't necessarily buy this bargain, you're just looking. But the other day I saw this bargain and I thought, brilliant, I've been wanting to see that film on that DVD, that's really hard to get hold of, la 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 la, really excited, right? And normally in this kind of story, you'd hear about how I'd bought it, how I got it through the post a couple of days later, and I opened it, and it was the wrong one. Luckily, I had the sense to question it, right? And this could become a thing. I could end up just buying this thing, which was only £3, by the way. You know, £3 for a DVD of a film that is basically impossible to get in this country. This is a rare DVD. This is something from the United States. It's an import that just happens to have gone into one of those cheap places and really easy. So it's not like, you know, it's not like it's some film that's on TV all the time and £3 is actually a lot of money and it's really only worth about 10p. This is a film that is really, really hard to get. And I'll tell you what the film is in just a moment. But I looked down it because I thought everything else along this is like £10, £15, £20 for this disc. I'm like, there must be something in this write-up that is not quite right, okay? And the film is a film called To Be or Not To Be, with Jack Benny, one of my favourite comedians of all time, and Carol Lombard, who sadly passed away afterwards, after this film. It's her final screen role. It's also got Robert Stack in it as well. I've been wanting to see it for ages. It hasn't been shown on the BBC for years, and to be honest, I don't think it ever will be, because some of the content in it might be seen as a little bit politically incorrect, despite the fact it's a bit of a satire and politically motivated and all this other stuff as well, right? So I'm looking, and the DVD cover is there. It's a picture of the DVD cover. It's not the picture of the actual cover itself. It's like a stock image of the DVD cover. So I'm looking. That's fine. That's the one I'm looking for. I look at the title and I see, you know, To Be or Not To Be, Jack Benny, Carol Lombard. That's fine. Got it. Then I look to one side and it says 1983. Now, considering this film was made in the early 40s, about 41, 42, something like that, I was like, that's not right. So I look up and it turns out there was actually a remake made in 1983 with Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft. So I am now at something of a crossroads in regards to a purchaser. Now, someone who's got bags of money would go, yeah, I'll take the chance on it. But when £3 sometimes is hard to come by and you really want to see this film, and I review some of these old films for certain websites, for my own websites actually, for blogs and things like that, and in podcast form. So actually it fuels back into what I do on a regular basis. It brings on extra opportunities, extra publicity, and thus pumps everything along quite nicely. But for somebody who sometimes £3 is hard to come by, when it's not, when it won't necessarily be the thing that you're looking for that is enough to pump it forward, yeah, it's not your item, you don't want to take that risk. And I'm a little bit in two minds, because the picture is right, the title is right, but the year is wrong. And so I'm now at this crossroads where I'm wondering, is it worth taking the plunge? What do you think, dear listener? Say there was a film that you really wanted and there were two versions of it, and the picture is right, the title is right, but the year is wrong. And there's no actors written anywhere other than on the artwork. Okay, so what would you do in that situation? It was only like £2, £3. Would you take that chance? You know, for a DVD, you don't want to see the remake. The remake is never as good as the original. And the original is an absolute classic. It's one of Benny's best movies. And being a humongous Benny fan, as I am, that is one film I would love to see, along with The Horn Blows at Midnight. But then again, that's another story, because that's incredibly hard to get hold of, as is everything from a star who was massive in his day. But what would you do in that situation? Would you take the plunge on these things? Or would you go, actually, do you know what? I could spend £3 on something else. You can shout at me at this moment if you want. You can go, why are you bothering with this kind of thing? Well, I often think, if you think about that in that way, then when you come to something more serious, you're able to reason with it, and you're able to look and go, well, you know, I know that's relatively cheap, but I don't exactly know what I'm paying for, so I shouldn't try and take the risk, because it could end up, I could have bought something else with it. I could have done something more worthwhile with it. And like I said, with buying DVDs and stuff, certain series, certain films and certain things, it's never going to be on like Netflix or anything like that. So you sort of think, well, I need to take this plunge, but I don't really know whether it's worth it. Is it worth it? Well, only time will tell. You'll have to listen on into future podcasts, and I might tell you if I do indeed take the plunge. Maybe a little bit more research is in order on that particular subject. Right, okay, we've now reached the end of this podcast of Dyer's Daily, but thank you very much for listening. Please remember to rate, comment and subscribe on your favourite podcast provider, and let us know what you think of the show, dyersdaily@southwavesaudio.co.uk, and I shall see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here. Okay, now have a great day. Bye-bye.